Hi, I'm Dr. Jen, and this is my little brother, Coach Doug.
And we are Mindful Vibing.
Maybe it's this attachment of my ego to the title and the company, maybe, I think, is what it is. It's like I identified myself as that, and that is not who Jennifer Huberty is. And Jennifer Huberty is actually the same person as I was then, and killing it in its own right now. And I'm noticing and aware that I have and had this attachment, like it defines me and my and who I am as a scientist.
Okay, welcome back, season two, Mindful Vibe, and we're your host, Dr. Jennifer Huberty and Douglas White. My sister Jennifer is a fractional chief science officer and the founder of FitMinded LLC.
My brother Douglas is a former major league pitching coach and pitching director, the co-founder of Soul-Centered Workshops and an emotional awareness coach and entrepreneur. We came together to create Mindful Vibin' because emotions are the driver of our experiences in life. We want to help others learn how to be aware of their emotions and how to navigate them on their journey through life in a less stressful and more meaningful way. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Jen. So what's our topic this week?
Well, I think I want to talk about letting go of resentment, really. But yeah, letting go. I had, you know, some things that came up for me this week about that. What do you want to talk about?
Well, we're going to do one at a time. We're not going to double them up. So we're going.
Okay, let's go with that then. So, all right. So like, went through, you know, some professional stuff in the last whatever months. And, you know, when you have like a, so like you're going through something in life.
Anyone who's listening here, you can't, you know what I mean? You can't just say I went through some professional stuff. We're going to be honest with people. We got to be honest with people. So what happened?
Well, I'll be honest, but I literally can't say everything, but
just be concise.
Yeah.
So, I was working.
So I was working for a person that
you were working for a company. You weren't working for a person.
Right. I did have a direct report. And
I understand that, but you're telling a story here. You got to do a way better job at telling the story for the people listening.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to navigate telling the story without telling too much information because I literally legally can't say certain things.
Yes. So let me tell a story for you and you tell me if it's correct or not.
Okay.
You were working for ASU as a professor.
Okay? Yeah.
You chose to leave academe. And yes, you got hired full time by the company Calm. So if you guys listening know the app, it's an application on your phone. It's the Calm app. And so the basis of it is meditation. You use it for meditation. You use it for sleeping. And then it's blown up to all sorts of other things that are on the app for people that are not familiar with it. Okay. My sister was the director of science for Calm. How many months?
Oh, well, like
just full time, the full time stuff.
10 months.
10 months. Okay. And in that amount of time, she figured out being inside that position, being inside that organization, that she really didn't want to be there any longer. And there was some conflict inside of there with a certain superior. Can we say these things?
Yeah.
Okay. So now she chose to step away, basically. Let's just say that. And now we're here having this conversation because something this last week came up for you. Are we good?
Let me just say one thing. I think less of the superiors, more of the direction of where things were going as the company has been transitioning wasn't in alignment with the direction of where I want to go. That would be the best way to say it. So, so there might have been some friction in there. But so you know, I'm at this place now where I'm this fractional chief science officer, which I know you've joked about, like, what the hell is that? And it's basically, you know, I'm directing science and vision a few companies, quite a few actually. And so
hold up. So let's go back. If you're going to start talking about this. So now for people who are listening, Jen chose to, when she stepped away, right? When you guys basically had an agreement to step away from each other.
Yeah.
Started in on your own venture, like your single venture, where now what you're doing is you have relationships with companies. They come and they ask about your services and you tell them what you can do for them and they contract you out.
That's correct.
Okay. And so what do you do? What do you do for these companies?
So in a nutshell, I'm basically helping them grow their businesses using science. I'm integrating science into their business strategy. I'm helping them get visibility and reputation as being evidence-based so they can sell and have partnerships and all those things.
And you've spoken to all sorts of different companies so far, right? Can you name some of the companies you've spoken?
I can name a couple. I'm working with Curio, which is a psychedelic assisted therapy, digital therapy company that's a startup. I'm working with Pray.com. It's a spiritual well-being app. Yeah. I'm also working right now with UT Dallas and a brain health initiative. And then I'm negotiating right now with a pretty good sized healthcare company. And I'm super excited about that. And that's related to mental health care for children and adolescents with parents, with and without parents, but it's offered to employers and through insurance. So it's really cool.
So anyway, now people can understand
where I'm doing. Yeah.
Professional life. Okay.
Yeah. So since my psilocybin journey, which we talked about already, like I really have this, I've had this shift of my head to my heart where I have a little bit more ability to feel into things that I didn't have before. All of it before was coming up from my head. And so as this is happening with my career, I'm able to like literally sit back and observe it more instead of like, oh my God, oh my God. So like yesterday when I was talking to this healthcare company, instead of freaking out and excitement and oh my God, it's just like, I was sitting there and I was like, wow, this is really cool. Right. But it was more of like sitting with it in the feeling space instead of the reaction of my emotions everywhere. And I'm running up, you know, and I'm all anxious. And I actually said to myself, you know, because they wanted something from me. And I was like, well, I'm feeling pretty good about this. And right now I'm not going to write it because it feels really good. I just want to stay here right now. I don't have to rush to get this to them. When I'm inspired, I will. Right. So, and I did last evening anyway. But as these things are happening, it's more of like, I know that the universe is looking out for me and I can feel that. And in that same space, then I go sometimes backwards and I'm like, you know, fuck that situation. Or
but you don't go backwards because there is no such thing. You do is switch your focus. And so now your focus, which brings up different thoughts, brings up different emotions. So what was the thought that came up that made you go, what you say, backwards?
Yeah. It was like, well, I wonder if this had happened, would this be there? And also like, even though the direction was different between me and the company, there's parts of it I miss.
Sure. So a state of appreciation of what you were creating with this new company and some things that could be evolving for you felt really exciting. And that's where you were. You stayed right there. And they asked you to do something and you were like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to do that. But let me just stay right here and let me bask in this. Let me soak this up. So that's great. And you're feeling that viscerally in your body, right?
Yeah.
And then in the next moment, because you're a human being and you get to choose your thoughts, you chose to drift to what was happening in the past with calm, right? And so those thoughts came up and they brought on this visceral feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Of, did I do something wrong? Or why did that go wrong? Or did I mess something up? Is that some of those things?
No, not really. It was just like, maybe, I think the, if I want to say the emotion without telling a story, is like anger and resentment. Like those are the feeling spaces that I had. And so, yeah. And then I'm just like, and then I said to myself, God, am I always going to have this thing where I'm like, I have this ping of this from what, from my experience there. And as you're saying this to me, it's like, well, even if I do, number one, who gives a shit? As long as I'm aware that I'm choosing the thought. So like, I can go right back to where I was. You could look at it like that. Right.
So, or two, I'm confused about what you said there.
Well, like, okay. So like, when I'm noticing I'm doing this, I'm aware, obviously, and we're talking about it today. So it's like, so one of it, like I said, is like, okay, am I always going to have this little ping that comes up, right?
Are you going to be triggered emotionally every time that subject comes up?
And I think
what's the real answer to that?
The real answer is probably it's my choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because as you start to soothe yourself or get into a different type of relationship on that subject, the pings dissolve.
Yeah. That
turns into something else, because you yourself, with the ability to think and feel, you've thought and then felt your way into a different feeling place. So let me just ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
When this comes up, when this subject comes up, what are you thinking about? What do you go to?
I mean, the first word is lack, obviously. Okay,
explain it. The lack of what?
Maybe it's this, it's my my attachment.
Yep.
Of my ego to the title and the company, maybe, I think, is what it is. It's like, I identified myself as that, and that is not who Jennifer Huberty is. And Jennifer Huberty is actually the same person as I was then and killing it in its own right now. But I'm noticing and aware that I have and had this attachment, like it defines me and who I am as a scientist.
And so I had that same thing going on when I left baseball in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I had the first few months, and then it started to trail off and slowly dissolve to where it still comes up, but not close to as great and not close to as often. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, at first, I was like, oh, no, I'm not cool anymore. I can't tell anybody about what I do. What kind of conversation am I going to have? Like these very, very surface level type things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, just like you said, you get a hold of it in the way of awareness, right? You're aware that, hey, I'm not my job. That's not my identity. I'm a human being. I'm a loving person. I'm a this, I'm a that, you know, however you want to describe who you be in this flesh suit that you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but right now in this moment while we're talking, it sounded to me like that's exactly what you're doing. So you're processing that this false premise, this lie comes up in your head about my identity is based on whether I was a director of science with comp. And then that comes up, it pings you, and you realize, wait a minute, that's just my brain. That's just something like I learned either from society or the way I told myself from living my life. Because I was really excited about being the comp director of science. Right? You got really excited about it. And so then you attach those feelings
to that
title. Yeah.
Yeah.
The title goes away and you're like, oh no, then where do the feelings go?
But the funny thing is the feelings are still there with the companies I'm working with now.
Well, sure. But, and so I'm going to get nitpicky with you here, really nitpicky. but that's still a condition because now feelings are based on, again, succeeding.
That's right. I moved them.
Exactly.
Instead of knowing that, like, if I had no job today, I was just being mom, driving my kids to school, making lunches, I'm still the same badass I was or feel or know at Calm or, versus these other companies.
Yeah, yes, all that is true. And or you could state it in the way of, I could still find things to appreciate about where I am.
That's right.
And that still can create that amazing feeling because I'm, as a human being, because we do have emotional guidance systems, we're able to produce those feelings without reason.
Yeah.
Don't have to have a reason to feel good. But that's, and again, when we.
But that's not how society conditions us.
Exactly. And that's why we chose to do season two the way we're doing season two.
That's right.
So, okay. So, but let's get back to the resentment part so we can talk over about how we attempt to shift, right? Okay. So first things first, I just want to point out to, you know, everyone listening is that you got the ping. You realized where your thoughts were going. You got the ping. You got the emotional trigger of resentment or lack or, you know, whatever other words you want to put to it, right? Then what did you do?
Well,
you might not have done anything. I'm not saying you did.
Yeah. I mean, my first thought was like what I said, am I going to keep doing this? And then I just moved back to where I was, which is like, I'm having so much fun right now. And I like, this has been really cool for me. I'm driving my kids to school.
Yeah.
Today, I'm picking them up. Like, it's been years since I've been doing that on a regular basis because I was working. I'm still working.
But then why are we talking about it now? If you were able to shift that quickly, why did you want to bring it up for an episode?
Because of that thing, is it's going to keep coming up so it that is. When it, well, again, it's my choice.
But if it keeps coming up and you're able to so quickly shift, is it really that big of a player in your life? Or is there something you're not completely telling us? Or what's the deal here?
What do you mean?
Okay, so you're saying you don't want to keep feeling resentment or lack when this subject topic comes up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's great, right? No problem with that. Nobody wants to feel those ways, right? When things come. But what you're in the same sentence basically showing yourself, telling yourself is that, but you can quickly shift. So you're aware. So you're not avoiding the emotion. In my opinion, I don't feel like you're avoiding an emotion, right?
No.
So first things first is you're aware of how you feel.
That's right.
Second thing is you're owning it.
Yes.
You're having a little bit of a conversation with it. Not an amazing conversation, but you're like, man, am I going to keep feeling this every time this comes up? Well, that's not something I want to have happen. Okay. Hey, let's talk with Doug about this when we get to the podcast episode. Like that's an awareness and that's an ownership of something. You're not avoiding anything there, right? You're not trying to push something away. Okay. So now you're in this space of, yeah, but you know what? I want to stick to how I was feeling. Let me go back to this subject that made me feel so good inside. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then were you able to stick to it? Were you able to go back to feeling good? Or was there split energy?
No.
Okay. So then right there, what's the matter with that?
Well, there isn't. It's like, I guess it's my logical mind and my brain of like, I got to be perfect and high expectations of myself and all that, where I go, well, I don't want to keep doing this. I got to fix this. I'm constantly in that. I got to fix this. I mean, that's one of the biggest things with Rain all these years until my psilocybin is like, how do I fix this? How do I fix this? How do I stop having these PTSD symptoms, whatever you want to call them, to put them in a box? Like, how do I fix this? What's wrong with me? How do I fix this? Right. So like there, I was like, you know, shit, I got to fix this, you know, okay, but then it was so easy to shift. And I think in this case, and in not all cases, it might not be like I could have a day where a contract decides they're done. And that's the day that I feel resentment, and it might be harder to get back to, because sure. again, what you're saying, I'm still identifying my, you know, this thing to
your worth
to right. I'm identifying my worth to my job. Yeah. So that's one thing right away, obviously. So again, it's like appreciate. So even in that moment, if I were to lose the contract and feel this resentment in that moment, it's finding what to appreciate. And yesterday it was just so easy because I'm in the flow right now yeah. of growing my business and it feels good and I'm having fun. And even when I get on a call where there's no contract that comes out, it's so fucking cool to listen to people's dreams yeah, and ideas. Yeah. Like it's uplifting.
So see, this is what I'm saying. Like, well, first of all, I want to say like, this is perfect. I think we should basically wrap up with yeah. some takeaways because we don't want to
100%.
We don't want to make this into something it's not, right?
That's so right.
What we want everybody's listening to understand is like, as we go through season two, this is exactly what we're going to do. This was a moment where Jen was able to acknowledge how she was feeling or be aware of it, to take ownership of it, and then three, quickly shift because she just chose to go back to the focus she wanted that felt the best for her in that moment. Now, as we keep chatting here, we could talk ourselves into all sorts of different things. Maybe we could have this, could have blah, blah. But for this specific individual experience, would you say that process you did, I was aware, I didn't avoid it, I owned it, and then I chose to put my focus somewhere else and was able to, would you say that was effective for you in those moments?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how do you realize it was effective for you?
Because of the way I felt the rest of the day.
There you go. Because of the way you yeah. felt. Okay, perfect. So that for me in this episode, for people listening, that's it. Then something else will come up. Episode, you know, 4, 5, 6 down the line. Something else is going to come up for one of us.
Oh, yeah.
But it took
Let's a little hope it's you and not me.
What have you. But I think for now, I think that's good. So it's not that resentment is gone. It's not that you'll never feel it again. But what happened was you didn't let it overtake your day and it didn't snowball into hours, days, weeks.
Yeah.
That was an amazing feat. So right there, you pat yourself on the back, give yourself a nice hug. Way to go, Jennifer.
Yeah. All right. That's, yeah, no, that's great. And I think it's something that our listeners can really think about practicing in their own. And also, you know, hey, if you ever have a question or you want to talk about something that's happening with you related to that, you know, send us a note and who knows, we'll talk about it on the yeah. podcast.
And for me, you know, ending it, it's more about like, I want everybody to realize what this season two is gonna be like.
Yeah.
So they listen in based on like, oh man, something happened to me today and I wasn't really able to process it. Let me go back to that episode that I heard because I felt like that might've been a nice little process. You know what I mean? A nice little a way to go about it, you know? And so, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're
okay.
good.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
After next time.
Okay, deuces.
Deuces.